The Martin Bester Drive.
While the songs are playing, I was asking about your very, very first gig, John. Can you remember it? The very, very, very first gig that you've got?
Yes, and it was in Yeovil. Gosh, yeah. It was a very long time ago. Yeovil, Tyler, called Rock. Was it Rocky 24?
I wasn't there.
Rocky 24. I wasn't there yet. Tiny little dingy
Rocky
cabinet.
Rocky 24.
That was it, I think. Was it Rocky 24? I think
Why
it was.
Why are you asking
that? Yeah.
I wish I was on the circuit.
There were vibrant times.
Hillbrow, lots of live music happening in terms of rock and stuff as well back in the day.
Oh, yeah, no, it was very healthy. Yeah. And some weird and wonderful stuff was happening. It was quite a very, vibrant is the word.
Yeah.
That was the small beginnings, and now, of course, masses of crowds. Do you ever have nervous moments before a show?
Constant. I'm always
every
nervous.
Every single show.
Because you can never make an assumption that it's all going to go smoothly, because every gig is different, and every audience is different, and the audience does become like part of the show.
And actually, Claire and I, we're similar that way. We assume we're sort of boring the audience within like 3 minutes. So it's
we should hurry up.
We're neurotic performers.
We'll sort of speed things up as quickly, get it all done very quickly.
Why?
So at least people won't have noticed it was boring.
Oh my goodness, it can never be boring.
You're very kind.
Yeah. No, but actually the live show is very important to Mango. I mean, in a way, if you want to understand Mango, you watch it live. We found the shows we love now are very much sort of open air. Daytime shows, park shows. We've got one on Sunday, in fact, at Lodge on the Lawn out at Golden Harvest.
I believe that is an amazing
just stunning venue. Really, really beautiful venue. We're doing that with Al Bear.
And apparently it's Al Bear's final gig.
Yes, they're breaking up.
Yeah, since their very last gig.
So I know.
Last chance to catch them.
What's with the bands that don't
I'm going
last?
To have a word with them and say, what's
have
going on here? Take a break, but don't break up.
And talking about bands, and over the years, obviously you've shared lineups with many different kinds of bands, many different kinds of genres. Which is one that sticks out for you? Did you ever have a groupie moment?
Oh yes, I mean
a fan moment backstage.
Definitely Mick Jagger. I mean, that was a huge one.
Wow.
Because I grew up listening to his music. He was this, the ultimate
rock
star.
Yeah.
We actually opened for them at Ellis Park. I mean, talk about a strange combination.
1996.
Very much around that.
Came up to Joburg for that. Of course, I remember that. Yes, it
and
was.
And actually, the drummer had good advice for you.
The drummer gave me very good advice, which is I've heard many times subsequently. Yeah. He probably started it. Charlie Watts, I expressed nerves, and he had this very droll, way about him, probably still does. And he looked at me and says, just look at the audience and imagine them all naked. He said it in this very sort of English droll way. And I was quite taken aback. I mean, I think it's out there now in the public domain. People say that a lot, but that was the first time I'd heard it. And I'm not suggesting I did go up on stage and imagine the audience naked. I think I was too busy being nervous.
I dare somebody to rock up a Mango group show naked.
Oh, no, careful. It could happen now. You say it and it happens.
Exactly. And you'll be like, am I imagining this or what's happening? Faces to the Sun, Memories and Moments. You also collab with amazing people on this album. It's a two-disc album.
Yeah.
The one part is a collab, and you got to do collabs with many people around South Africa from different genres, South Afrikaans.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this two would be the new original stuff. From Rebecca right through to Kurt Darden.
Yeah. Yonita, Zalani. Yep. Pussy.
All amazing talents, all so professional.
We were hugely honoured that they
came on the project. Which one was tough? Because that's just different.
They all made it easy in their own different ways.
Yeah.
Just all effortless. Super professional and just super talented.
Who was the biggest prima donna? It was Kurt, wasn't it?
No, Kurt was an absolute angel.
I'm teasing you. I'm setting you up. Thanks for coming in and sharing
thank
some
you.
Chats with us.
Oh, thank you.
And memories.
Thanks for the support.
Mango Groove, Faces to the Sun, it is out. It is available on iTunes and I'm sure also at gigs. Your next outdoor show is going to be...
This coming Sunday
in That's Johannesburg.
Right.
I'm Lodge dying to see that venue. I really, really am.
Beautiful. Really beautiful.
It's like a good one.
All right, so you guys will be performing...
We will.
Special Star.
How does that go again?
How does that go? I'll sing it.
No, she will.
I believe it'll probably be brilliant too.
So I ask every show, what's the key?
He does.
I do, actually.
Really?
He's only hugely instrumental in writing it.
Yeah. Did you bring the penny whistle?
Oh, no, we thought we'd do it without the penny whistle today.
No.
You guys.
The penny whistle is here. Claire, John, the rest of the band from Mango Groove coming up next.
The Martin Bester Drive. Jacaranda FM.